So Hare Krishna, this is podcast number 4, and this is quite an important podcast for understanding the Bhagavad Gita. I'm reading this and I'm taking this knowledge from a book called The Essence of the Bhagavad Gita, which was dedicated to my spiritual master, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and I'm reading and explaining from the book. The title is The Requirements for Understanding the Bhagavad Gita. So, is the Bhagavad Gita a human invention, outdated, symbolic, a tale? And the answer is no. So that's a very important requirement to understand the Bhagavad Gita, because we have to learn from the Bhagavad Gita with the knowledge that the Bhagavad Gita was spoken by God Himself. So it's not worldly knowledge. And so the dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna was his friend and disciple, was real. It really happened. And so it was recorded for the benefit of all the people in this world. And the place where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken is called Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra. And that is a historical place in India which exists today. The Bhagavad Gita is a part of the epic Mahabharata, which everyone in India knows. And it's right in the middle of the Mahabharata. And all the people within the Mahabharata, like Yudhisthira, Bhishma, Duryodhana, and so on, they're all real characters. They really existed. And one very important point is to understand that one should read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and never twist the truth of the Bhagavad Gita or try to imagine some kind of allegorical meaning. Excuse me. So how to understand the Bhagavad Gita? The Bhagavad Gita should be understood as it is. Because there are so many different editions of the Bhagavad Gita, which are spoken by different people who had different agendas, different ideas, and who did not represent the Bhagavad Gita as it is. That means without any change. They changed important parts of the Bhagavad Gita because they didn't understand this idea of handing it down unchanged, how it was spoken 5,000 years ago. So there are like so many different editions of the Bhagavad Gita, and they give motivated interpretations, because such editions, they do not accept Krishna's statements as they are. And one example is that they speculate. For example, perhaps Krishna intended to say this or that. No. When a statement is given, then, and the meaning is clear from the statement, then there is no need for any interpretation. And also, there is absolutely no need to research about the absolute truth, because research means trying to find something that has been lost. But when scripture gives the truth directly, then what need is there for any research? So we just have to accept the direct meaning of the scripture, the Bhagavad Gita, as it was spoken 5,000 years ago and handed down by the disciplic succession, which is called Guru Parampara, a succession of spiritual masters, which never changed a word. That has to be put into practice when we read the Bhagavad Gita. We should not read, for example, Bhagavad Gita as I want it to be, or Bhagavad Gita as it should be, or Bhagavad Gita as I like it to be. We should only read Bhagavad Gita as it is, the way the words are printed, because then you get the direct meaning of the Bhagavad Gita as Lord Krishna has intended, and you're not distorting the meaning. I can see, or it has been seen practically, that only Bhagavad Gita as it is, which comes from a disciplic succession, Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya, can change the hearts of people and free them from bad karma and purify their lives so they can go back home to God. And the third part is Krishna, who is the goal of the Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna is the central point of the Bhagavad Gita. He is the subject of the Gita, and he is the goal of the Gita. And so there are many, many editions of the Bhagavad Gita which have been published, but they did not change the hearts of people, because such motivated interpretations which brush aside Krishna and Arjuna and carry self-motivated interpretations have no power. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood without reference to the will of Lord Krishna. That's very important. So number four, point number four, is to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not just a yogi, a learned man, or even a powerful man. He is not human being. He is not flesh and blood. He is not born. He doesn't die. So he's not an ordinary man. There is one prominent guru which travels the world right now. He looks like a real guru. But he says that Krishna was an ordinary man. So one should be beware of this and understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, which is very wonderful. So the Bhagavad Gita is considered very valuable. It's a really good read, and is also appreciated universally because it is spoken by Lord Krishna and because he is God himself. In the West, people don't know that the Bhagavad Gita exists or existed for the last 5,000 years. But this knowledge is now coming to the West, and so many people have taken to Krishna consciousness because of it. So the Bhagavad Gita is understood only by somebody who is by heart a believer in God, like Arjuna. And one should at least theoretically accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to understand the Bhagavad Gita, especially the Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is one of two authorized editions. The other edition is by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. So those two Bhagavad Gitas are very special and authentic. And of course, the Bhagavad Gita should be taken and read in a spirit of devotion. So what is the relevance of the Bhagavad Gita today? The Bhagavad Gita cannot be considered to be outdated, because the Bhagavad Gita is valid at all times, in all places, in all circumstances. For example, relative knowledge like that of science, physics, chemistry, can become outdated or modified or replaced. And scientists are struggling with their imperfect senses to defeat one imperfect relative truth, to introduce just another better imperfect relative truth. But the Bhagavad Gita is not that. It's not like that. Bhagavad Gita carries the absolute knowledge which is spoken by the absolute person, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has perfect senses. Perfect senses because his body is not material. He gave the same knowledge 120 million years ago. So we can honestly say that this Krishna consciousness is the oldest science of God on the planet. So today the same message is available without any change. Just imagine that 5,000 years ago the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Again, spoken again, because the principles of religion were almost non-existent, and so Krishna came to reintroduce the Bhagavad Gita and religious principles into society. So that was 5,000 years ago. So the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita is called Raja Vidya. Raja means the king, and Vidya means knowledge. Raja Vidya means the king of all knowledge. And so the Bhagavad Gita, understood like that, we realize that the Bhagavad Gita is beyond time, beyond place, and beyond circumstance. And point six is that the Bhagavad Gita is a science. True religion is a science. Not just sentiment or blind faith. So the Bhagavad Gita gives knowledge that is actually verifiable. And that's also confirmed by Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 2, where he says that any religion without philosophical basis is sentimentalism. That's in the purport. Any philosophy without religion is mere mental speculation. And the Bhagavad Gita is a scientific representation of philosophy and true religion. So, and the word of God is as good as God himself. So one should receive the transcendental sound vibration of the Bhagavad Gita in a very respectful mood, with the desire to perfect one's life. Because also Lord Krishna is not present in front of us as he was for Arjuna 5,000 years ago. Still, his what we call Vani, his instructions are available today. So Krishna can reciprocate with anyone who sincerely approaches his Vani, his instructions. He is unlimited. And why was this Bhagavad Gita spoken on the battlefield? So there is a great significance why the Bhagavad Gita was spoken on the battlefield. Because life is a struggle, just like a battle, for many, many people, say everyone. And our survival is also as crucial as Arjuna's position in the battlefield. So Bhagavad Gita is for those who want to tackle the battle of life. The Bhagavad Gita was spoken for everyone of us to deliver us from ignorance. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita is a panacea for all problems of life in any age. So thank you very much. And next time, podcast number 5, the title will be from whom should I hear the Bhagavad Gita? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.